With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana reported 863 new COVID-19 cases today. It took Montana nearly 4 months to reach 1,000 cases. The state added nearly 5,000 cases this past week. 351 Montanans are currently hospitalized. Musselshell County reports all inpatient hospital beds are full. Missoula County is expected to issue restrictions next week meant to slow the virus's spread. The restrictions could include business capacity reductions and caps on group gathering sizes. The State Health Department is now accepting consumer reports of businesses and event organizers that are violating health orders. The Health Department will review those complaints and send them on to the appropriate authority for follow-up. A blizzard warning has been issued for Teton, Ponderay, and Glacier counties until tomorrow night. The National Weather Service says road travel should be limited to emergencies only. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, blowing wind, and the possibility of whiteout conditions could make roads dangerous. Most of western Montana is currently under a winter weather warning in effect until tomorrow. The Missoula and Bitterroot Valleys are expected to get up to a foot of snow before noon Saturday. McDonald and Lookout Passes could see as much as 16 inches of snow. Road conditions could be dangerous with limited visibility. The National Weather Service advises people to limit their travel. Blizzard conditions are possible in downtown Missoula and in Hellgate Canyon after midnight. The parties in charge of the sprawling 300-square-mile Anaconda Smelters Superfund site today lodged a partial legally binding cleanup deal in federal district court. Nora Sachs reports the public will soon get to weigh in on the deal.
The partial deal, or consent decree, is between the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, the state, and Atlantic Richfield Company. It provides a legal and technical roadmap for addressing three major components of Anaconda's complex Superfund cleanup: remediating surface water, dealing with the old piles of slag, and operating and maintaining the Old Works golf course, which was built on top of smelter waste. AR will foot the bill for the work. Chief Executive Officer Bill Everett, who represents Anaconda Deer Lodge County in the Superfund negotiations, says,
"What we did is a mini consent decree. We broke it down into multiple parts. The big picture was being tough to swallow, so we thought, well, let's chip away one at a time."
Once the partial consent decree is published in the Federal Register, the public will get 30 days to formally comment on the deal. It will then need final approval from the federal judge. The EPA says its goal is to have a full or site-wide consent decree for the Anaconda smelter site by the end of the year. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Montana State Prison remains on lockdown after a coronavirus outbreak ballooned since being discovered last week. Jess Sheldahl with YPR News reports.
Over the past week, MSP has conducted over 500 tests, which confirmed 81 positive cases, or nearly 6% of the inmate population, as of Thursday. MSP started a quarantine lockdown on October 16th. Jim Salmonson is warden of MSP.
How are positive cases being isolated from the rest of the population?
Unfortunately, we don't. Our staff do not know who the positive cases are. The cases that we know come in from outside the prison, we isolate them in our restricted housing unit, so we can isolate them by themselves, because we're assuming that they are infected when they come in, so they can be quarantined for 14 days. But the positive cases that are currently inside Montana State Prison, clinical services knows who they are, but our correctional staff don't. So we're kind of assuming that all of them are positive. They live together, they sleep together, they share the same bathroom. So unfortunately, we have to kind of assume that they're all positives.
Salmonson says inmates are mainly confined to their cells, which can house up to two people. He says inmates are cohorted and the prison tries to keep cohorts together as much as possible. Some groups are allowed 30 minutes per day for recreation and brief phone calls. MSP houses a little over 1,400 inmates and employs about 700 people. The prison has a maximum capacity of 1,600 inmates. According to the Montana Department of Corrections website, 39 staff have tested positive for COVID-19. Recent testing in response to a coronavirus outbreak at Crossroads Correctional Facility in Shelby resulted in 225 positives, a 43% positivity rate among inmates tested. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Results released today from a Montana State University's pre-election poll show Montanans across all party affiliations are feeling more uncertain about the safety of a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
In addition to political preferences for the upcoming general election, the Treasure State 2020 pre-election poll asked nearly 1,800 Montanans during the last half of September about their behaviors and experiences related to the pandemic, including their views on a potential vaccine. 41% of the responders said yes, they would get a COVID-19 vaccine. That's a 16% drop from a similar poll in April. Eric Riley is an associate professor of political science at MSU and the director of the lab that analyzed data from the two surveys.
A lot of these answers differ a great deal based on people's partisanship. And I think that's pretty telling. It fits with broader findings on polarization nationally and within Montana.
Democratic responders who said they would get a vaccine dropped from 75% in April to 49% this fall, with more shifting to say they didn't know. For Republican responders, it was a 51-32% drop. But unlike Democrats, more shifted to say they would not get a vaccine. Overall, younger age groups and women were more likely to say they would not get a COVID-19 vaccine. The two surveys also asked people about their pandemic concerns.
It was striking to me that we saw very little change in terms of levels of disruption to people's lives, how much they worried about the coronavirus pandemic, how stressed they were. Those numbers stayed almost exactly the same. That applies to the different breakdowns across partisanship and age and gender and so on.
The survey in September found the majority of Democrats and independents said controlling the spread of the coronavirus, even if it hurts the economy, is more important, whereas the majority of Republicans said protecting the economy, even if it hurts efforts to control the coronavirus, is more important. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.